Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, researchers have been able to stop dementia from being developed in mice. Now, some of you were like, well, I don't give a damn about the mice. I give a damn about us. No. You don't understand. You know, we got to work on the mice first. The mice always come first. Okay? And if the mice are happy with the study and the mice are happy with the drug, then we get second dibs. So we're going to talk about that. This is pretty cool. Researchers at Duke University. Duke isn't just big on basketball. They do a lot of research. All right, they're the Duke. That's why they're called the Duke. There's a study that looks at divorce and heart attack, and it looks like divorce, people with divorce seem to be more at risk for a heart attack. That's kind of interesting. What about people in a bad marriage? But looks like divorce, interesting link. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how father's sperm may actually hold clues to autism risk. Now, I don't like the word sperm and hold in the same sentence because, you know, I just think I hope the researcher is wearing some sort of gloves when they're, you know, looking at this. But sperm may hold clues to why a child gets autism. All right. Then the Senate has approved the bill on how Medicare is paying doctors. And this stupid cut that keeps happening with Medicare payments is hopefully done and gone forever. So we'll talk about that, which I think is like high time because that was really, really stupid. And, you know, then we have, I don't really understand what they were doing it to save money. Right. So let's just keep cutting doctor fees, keep cutting doctor payments. Right. Then all the other insurance companies follow suit. Then doctors are like, well, to hell with this. You know, I don't need this. All right. I'm just going to see people for cash. If they want to pay me a couple grand a year, fine. That's what doctors are doing nowadays. Patients are like, fine, I'll pay you a couple grand. And the other patients are like, I can't do that. And now there's less and less access. I'm not saying all doctors are doing that. But it's started to become a growing trend where doctors are saying no more Medicare for me. Maybe that'll change and more doctors will start taking Medicare. And then these free-range kids, okay? Apparently there are parents of free-range kids that are vowing to file a lawsuit after police and child protective services held their children over 5 hours. What is free-range parenting? And where do we draw the line? So, as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we heard this morning that Aaron Hernandez, right, ex-Patriots, New England Patriots, has been convicted of first-degree murder in the late-night shooting of a man in a deserted industrial park, which was not a shock to me. I know there were multiple choices, second-degree murder, etc., but he was charged with the highest, the first-degree murder. Hernandez, 25 years old, a former tight end for the New England Patriots, who we've seen, you know, in many of these, you know, media pictures of him giggling and smiling, etc., was very, very solemn and actually appeared to shake his head as the verdict was read. He was also convicted of gun charges in the June 2013 killing of Odin Lloyd. Odin Lloyd was dating the sister of Hernandez's fiance. Apparently, the jury deliberated 36 hours over 7 days. And, this has confused a lot of us because Hernandez had just won a $48 million contract with the Patriots at the time of his arrest. And this was the New England Patriots, okay? They just won the Super Bowl, All right? You know, while he was on trial, he wasn't a part of that. I mean, you wonder, why would somebody, a $40 million contract, feel the need to murder somebody? I mean, he could be playing football right now, making a lot of money. Apparently, he faces a second trial later this year when he's charged with the shooting. Two men outside a nightclub. I don't know much about that case right now. I apologize. It kills me. You know, you see people that are way more fortunate than us in terms of what they are able to, accomplish in sports. Okay, I can never play football, let alone be awarded a $40 million contract. So why? You're like, why? You know, I mean, what? We don't know the why. We don't know the motive. I don't even think they found a murder weapon, to be honest. You know, somebody in one of the news outlets was talking about maybe these, athletes are so built up by the NFL and by fans and by the media that they think they're invincible, that they're too big to fall or too big to fail. And, you know, I like I said, I have no idea why the murders happened. Okay, but, maybe you start to, with all that, okay, you're the greatest, you're this, you're worth this, you get to make more money than the president, you get to, maybe not Bill Clinton, but current president, they start to think that, you know what, I want to do this, and I'm going to do this. I want to buy a Lamborghini, I want to date this person, I want to be in this movie, and I want to get rid of this person. I don't know. But, there's been much discussion on if we are giving our celebrities, our athletes, too much quant. And are we idolizing these people, even though they may not be idolized worthy, to the point that they think they're infallible and then they do stupid things? Okay, we've seen a lot of stupid things done, by many stars out there. And we've also seen people do stupid things, become arrested, do jail time, perform acts on videos that I would think would be unspeakable, and they are now some of the most famous people in the world. And they are being just idolized. I don't know. I don't know what I want our kids in this generation to see, but I think we're doing something wrong. Now, mind you, I love football. And I think, these NFL players that do what they do well, NBA players, everybody. I mean, I'm really, really in awe. But are we over-awe-izing them? That's a word. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we think that divorce and marriage are very, very simple things to do. And we think, all right, fine, you just say I do. Costly things to do, but very simple. Okay? You decide to get married. I mean, I got to be honest. Getting married was actually very easy compared to all the other things I had to do in my life. All I had to do was say yes. Now, getting asked to be married. Okay, that is what took years to accomplish, okay? Finding a man who would actually come up to me and go, Will You Marry Me? Boy, that took, I mean, you think an act of Congress, this took, you know, an act of Parliament. It was very nerve-wracking. Okay, but once I got there, all right, well, it was easy. Okay, all I had to do was say yes. And then we had to figure out how to pay for the wedding. So I'm like, well, let's just, you know, as long as we have a good stocked bar, I don't care. What about flowers? I don't need flowers. You know, what about inviting all my mom's, you know, friends? Nope, don't need to do that. I mean, we did. But, you know, we ended up, you know, the marriage part was easy. Okay? We got through that. Divorce. You decide to get a divorce. Okay? We're going to get divorced. We're going to leave. We're going to separate. Easy, I'm going to call an attorney. That's it. I'm going to call an attorney. We'll each get our attorneys. All right. Now, any one of you that's ever been through a divorce, I haven't been, but I hear it's one of the most painstaking. You thought the marriage was way easier than the divorce. And the stress that could go on with the divorce doesn't just happen up until the proceedings. It happens after the proceedings. It could happen way beyond that with how are the kids being raised, you know, who's taking your child, who's driving your child, and could possibly be drunk, all right, if there's now a new boyfriend or girlfriend in the scene. You know, I love my husband, but one fear I've always had, if he ever left me, and hopefully he never does, you know, he's never even threatened to leave me. You know, you would think he would, probably wise, because he knows how I do with threats. If he ever said, you know what, I am leaving you, you know, rather than me going, oh, no, please don't leave me, oh, please don't leave me, it took me so long to get you to marry me to begin with, you know, rather than doing that, I'm like, all right, see ya. And then I'd be like, oh, no, please don't go. So he's never used that threat. Okay, I have. I'm such a bad wife. When I get mad at him, I'm like, I will leave. Well, you know what? I don't leave. I just try and kick him out of the house. He goes, I'm not leaving. Yeah, I'm like, but I don't want to leave because I don't have a place to live. And so we end up going, well, all right, how are we going to do this then? Like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to cool off and, you know, maybe you're keeping the toilet seat up isn't the worst thing in the world. And he's like, mm-hmm. And then I'm like, all right, you know, I'm just going to wait, you know, and let's see if this passes. And then it's good. Then we make up, we have makeup sex, and the toilet seat's still up, by the way. He still wins on that one. But these divorces scare the hell out of me, and I've always been worried more so who would then be taking care of my kids. Who could my husband date? Okay, I mean, because I know who he dated before me. There were some real bimbos before me. All right, now, which makes you wonder what he found attractive in me, okay? Because, you know, I was the good girl. I was the virgin for the longest time. You know, he didn't want anything to do with me. Then I think he got tired. Then I think, you know, his mom yelled at me, you got to find a good girl. So I was like, all right, well, there's this Dahlia, you know? And then she's like, ah, well, let's take a look at her. And I was like, hi, Miss Wax. I want to date your son. She's like, mm-hmm. Really? What are your intentions with my son? To browbeat him, you know, for decades on end until he thinks he can't even tie his shoe without me? Mm-hmm. You'll work. So you'll do. And then I got to marry my husband. So it was awesome. But unfortunately, there's a study saying people who divorce face a higher risk of suffering a heart attack than those who remain married. Remember I told you people who are married live longer? That really holds true. I know you guys think, you know, no, you know, being married involves a lot of stress. No, it doesn't. Okay, you know, it does. Marriage is stressed, okay, but nothing like a divorce. Duke University researchers found that among nearly 16,000 U.S. adults followed over two decades, those who were divorced at some point had a higher heart attack risk than those who stayed married. The connection seemed stronger among women, but there was no evidence that a second marriage improved their situation. Women who remarried were still 35% more likely to suffer a heart attack than those who stayed with their first husband. The study published, I know my husband's probably, if he hears this, going, yeah, okay, so don't be trying to call up Michael Fassbender after I dump you. I don't know if Michael Fassbender would want to date me. You know, I may be just too much woman for him. The study published April 24th in the journal. No, Channing Tatum's too young. See, I can't go. I think he's in his 20s. I don't know. I cannot go for a guy in their 20s. They have to be over my age. So we're talking Harrison Ford. You know? No. They're in their 40s, I'm good. So who's sexy in their 40s? There's a lot of guys that are sexy in their 40s. But I can't think about that because I'm a married woman. Not that I'm getting excited about the possibilities if my husband left me. By the way, for you guys married out there, women do have a plan B. Okay? I know a lot of you guys are like, you know, there's no way she'd want to leave me because, you know, she's been married to me, so she doesn't even know what she would do afterwards. We women, from day one of being married, already have plan B. Now, maybe it's because I grew up in a family where most of the women in my family were left, or as they phrased it, abandoned with a child. And so I grew up, you know, being told that my husband was going to leave me. Still, my mom to this day asked my husband, why are you still with her? And he's like, I don't know. She's like, really? It's been 18 years. I'm like, yeah, see, Mom, he's sticking. He's sticking like glue. And I use glue, by the way. Where was I? Yeah, Duke. You know, I'm still mad that Duke won against the Badgers. Can I just say that? Okay, anyway. Oh, yeah. So, plan B. This plan B, and you guys need to understand this, okay? Remember, what do we women evolutionarily need to do? We need to make sure that we take care of the nest and that there is a nest. Now, true, we may be working. We may be out there on Wall Street, okay? You know, we may be, you know, still fixing our cars, doing everything guys do. But evolutionarily wise, we instinctively know that we need to make sure we keep the nest, okay? So we are always planning for if somebody else wants to enter the nest. From day one, I already had a plan of action. If another woman was trying to would try to come into my nest, all right? I already have. I got the artillery. I got the verbal blasts. I got the I have the number to the divorce attorney. I had all that ready back in 1996 when I married my husband. Okay? Why do you think we keep looking good? Because we never know when plan B has to go into effect. If I think my husband is starting to act up, and I think he's going to take me for granted, or I think he thinks that I'm, you know, not sexy enough or whatever, I can immediately throw on, I have a sexy dress that I don't wear for him, but I immediately could have put on a sexy dress, some sexy heels, put on a lot of makeup, and then I leave. I leave the house to go out. And, you know, to go to work or, you know, to, I don't know, go pick up the kids or something. And he'll be like, you look good. I'm like, He gets nervous. He's like, wait a second. You know, why? Because guys don't want to think that their lady could go with somebody else. You know, many men, when they think of divorce, they're like, okay, well, you know, if I leave her, I just leave her and she's going to be just sitting home crying in a corner. No. When they see the possibility that we could bring another man into the nest, that this nest is just, is, you know, not going to be just for, you know, a single, you know, female sitting there crying, that, you know, we're going to have other people in the nest. I may have a big, huge party in the nest. Okay? You know, I'm not going to let him think that, you know, I'm alone because, you know, that just, I got a nest to still build. And if you have another man in the nest, if there's a spider in the nest, another man could kill the spider. You think I'm going to live alone for long? If my husband leaves me, I'm not going to be alone for long. There's spiders, and there's scorpions, and every now and then there's a cricket. I need a man to deal with that. And Lord knows, I clog the toilet. So I'm going to need a man around. Yeah, and sex. But the spider is the big impetus for me to make sure I get another man there. So I think that's one of the reasons why we made it work. You know, my husband's like, she's going to get another man tomorrow. Yeah, she'll miss me. But if I leave her, she's not going to be crying. And in fact, he already sees my list. He already knows the men I'm going to call. Michael Fassbender, Viggo Mortensen, Harrison Ford, and Bruce Willis. That's it. Oh, and Howard Stern. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Howard Stern is sexy.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Awesome. I cannot wait to cut another single. I really can't. Another American cheese single. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so really quick, I never finished with this study because I was like talking about myself with heart attacks after divorce. But they think there's a couple reasons for this. This was a study coming out of Duke, published on Circulation Cardiovascular Quality Outcomes. And they think that some of the reasons for divorce could be emotional, financial, right? But some of the reasons for heart attack could be stress. Again, the same emotional and financial stressors. So if you're already going through stress to the point that you have to get divorced, maybe you're already going through the stress that could also be leading you to a heart attack. Now, marriage ends. Some people may have healthy habits, okay, and now all of a sudden they're divorced, so yeah, they're going to eat like crap. They're going to have junk food in the house. They're going to go drinking. They're going to go to the clubs, okay? Some of them will maybe smoke. Now they don't have a spouse yelling at them to go to the doctor, so they may not get regular checkups. All right, but a big thing for women is depression. Right? We have found depression after divorce, and depression has been found to increase your risk of heart attack. The team found that depression symptoms seem to partly account for the link between divorce and heart attack risk in women, even though we women don't like to show that we're depressed. The findings are based on almost 16,000 U.S. adults age 45 to 80 who were followed from 1992 to 2010. At the outset, all were either married, widowed, or had gone through at least one divorce. During the study period, 8% suffered a heart attack, with the risk being higher among women who divorced. Among women, those who divorced once were one quarter more likely to have a heart attack, while those who had gone through multiple divorces faced a 77% higher risk of a heart attack. For men, breakups seem to have less impact on the heart. Heart attack risk was elevated by 30%, only among men who had been divorced at least twice. Once a man remarried, that increase disappeared. So for women, remarrying didn't save them. Now, why is this article or this study so important? Well, because we keep saying you're going to get a heart attack if you eat badly, if you smoke, if there's family history, if you have diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, family history of heart disease. Okay, we don't include stress as a risk factor. And the reason why is everybody has stress. You know, if I told you that, you know, your stress is going to give you a heart attack, you know, it's just going to make you more stressed. I remember my mom telling me, you know, years ago when I was such an overachiever in school, you know, you're gonna collapse one day. She said, you're going to collapse one day. Okay, well, that's not a nice thing to tell a kid. And I understand what she was saying. You know, you don't want to sit there and, you know, work and work and work to the point that you get on the radio and then something's funny and you can't stop giggling. You know, I would hate for that to happen. But even though I giggle because it's funny. Here's my problem. Okay, I better get to that mice memory loss study because I'm starting to have memory loss. Stress is, I think, a huge risk factor for heart disease. So if a divorce causes stress, if a marriage causes stress, if a loss of a job, I mean, I'm sure there was a study out saying, you know, this recession caused an increase in heart attacks. Why? Because people lost their job or people were afraid they were going to lose their job. You know, I heard in my area there was this round of layoffs. And some people are waiting to hear the next round. Apparently, there was a big bankruptcy case with one of the hotels. And that's some scary stuff. How do you go into work thinking that that could be your last day? How do you plan ahead? And you don't want to jump ship if you have seniority. I really feel bad for people that are in that position, that predicament. I really, really do. I would not want to trade that position. You know, running my office is extremely stressful. And sometimes I look back to when I used to work in an ER and I was an employee and things were, you know, so much more simple. You know, let me just work and then let me leave. And I didn't have to worry about keeping the office doors open and, you know, keeping everybody paid and, you know, not being able to take income out because, you know, there was nothing left after I paid everybody and those kinds of things, you know. But I don't think I could live with the fact that I would have to go to work and not know if I'm going to be in the next round of layoffs. That is some scary, frightening stuff, you know. And so what, do you jump ship and try to find a more stable job? And how do you know that next job is more stable? And I'm the type of person that always has bad luck in the grocery lines. Every time I jump out of one line to go to another, that line slows down. And I'm like, no, I do that with traffic too. Every time I move into the lane, thinking it's a better lane, uh-uh. So, you know, I think any of these things can cause enough stress that can start to wear and tear on the heart. Now, maybe we're looking at this wrong, okay? For years, decades after decades after decades, we've talked about how you need to have a low-stress life, you know, for heart disease. But, you know, look at some of these veterans. I wonder if they've done any studies with the World War II vets. Okay, now, obviously, what they went through in World War II, or Vietnam, but let's just talk about World War II right now. What they went through, I mean, extremely stressful. I mean, whoa. But we have a lot of vets that lived well into their 70s and 80s. And is it because once they experienced war and they experienced that, nothing else really seemed to be as stressful? And so they looked at life differently. I wonder if anybody's ever studied that psychologically, because that would be a brilliant study to do. You know, what was the heart attack risk from stress? Not from smoking, and because we know a lot of people in the military smoked, you know, at the time. So we know that. But in terms of, you know, stress, you know, people that had absolutely no other risk factor, you know, did they live longer because the stress was all relative? Now, I'm not saying we stress our kids out so that everything else seems easy later. No, because, you know, if somebody's going to be stressed, they're going to be stressed. And bad things happen to people all the time that stress them out. But I'm wondering if we just need to approach things differently, where while we're telling people to eat healthy and to exercise, we tell people to go outside, we tell people to have certain vacation days and don't work on vacation days. See, a lot of times our vacation days are the only days we get to go to the doctor, the only days we get to go to the bank, the only days we get to do all our chores. All right, but you actually have vacation time. Maybe during each part of the day, when you take a break, it's supposed to be a fun break, you know? Yeah, you get to play a video game, you get to go and play some racquetball, you get to tickle your coworker. I don't know. Right? But I'm just wondering if we just have to do some fine tweaking, and that could just make a world of difference in the way we you know, are dealing with stress and putting ourselves at risk for heart disease. All right, father's sperm may hold clues to autism risk. All right, according to WebMD, they say sperm. All right, our autism spectrum disorder, we've talked about autism, a group of developmental disorders that could cause certain social communication issues, behavioral challenges for these kids. And now they say 1 in 68 U.S. children, boys and girls, has an autism spectrum disorder. Okay, we think it's inherited, but there's no genetic test right now to assess autism risk. So they're wondering, okay, well, what happens before? Is it something mom is doing? Is it something dad is doing? Researchers analyzed DNA in the sperm of 44 fathers of children with the early signs of autism spectrum disorder. The focus was not on the genes themselves, but on these epigenetic tags that kind of regulate the gene's activity. And they found 193 sites where the presence or absence of these tags were related to autism. Many of the genes near these sites were involved in brain development. 4 of the 10 sites were strongly linked to autism and located near genes that cause the Prader-Willi syndrome, which is a genetic disorder that has very similar behavioral symptoms as autism, but sometimes more obesity and a variety of other issues that we've talked about before. So, you know, what does that mean? Okay, so if you're a man, you know, what does that mean? Well, does it mean that maybe, you know, it's something that the dad is carrying? And if they are going to try to develop some sort of a test, some sort of a autistic gene marker, then maybe it's not the egg they need to look at, but the sperm. Now, sperm is a hell of a lot easier to test than a woman's eggs. A lot easier. You could get sperm a hell of a lot easier than trying to go up there and get a woman's egg. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there was bipartisan Senate support to finally end this Medicare payment formula that was, to me, never really made a lot of sense because almost every year we had to go in and try and stop the Medicare cuts. And I guess it was a system that was in place such that, it would try to curb certain Medicare spending. And there was a system in place where the cuts would happen over time, and we would have to stop those cuts. It made no sense to me. The Medicare program, I don't understand. It was a 1997 law that wanted to slow the growth of Medicare. So rather than figuring out how to streamline people coming onto Medicare that might not have deserved it, okay, you know, because of, you know, certain flaws in the system, okay, you know, our seniors deserve it and our people with disability deserve it, but there were people coming on Medicare that we don't understand why. But rather than looking at those ways to save money back in 1997, they decided to just do deep cuts in reimbursements. Never made sense. Congress has had to block 17 reductions since 2003. Right? There'd be lobbying, there'd be a lot of media attention, a lot of money to be spent over and over again on this, okay? So, right now, the legislation stopped a 21% cut that would have taken effect for doctors, I believe, today. So, the bill also provides, I guess, billions of extra dollars for healthcare programs for children and low-income families, including additional money for community health centers. The Senate approved the measure 92-8. The House had passed it 392-37. Eight Republicans voted against it. Senator Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, David Perdue, Marco Rubio, Ben Sasse, Tim Scott, Jeff Sessions, and Richard Selby. This was one of the very few things where we saw bipartisan support. But when I was reading this, I'm like, okay, it looks like there's a lot of money that's going to be spent. And is this money we have? I guess it's a $210 billion plan. It was negotiated by House Speaker John Boehner, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, and it seemed to be overwhelmingly approved in the House. Then it got through the Senate. Legislation repeals the old Medicare payment formula called the Sustainable Growth Rate, replaces it with a new one. It also funds the Children's Health Insurance Program, community health centers for two more years. It also, it'll be paid by high-income seniors. What it says, it will be paid for by having high-income seniors cover more of their Medicare costs and by requiring basic co-payments in Medigap plans. Now, again, I'm a little nervous about making seniors pay to, you know, make this happen. Okay, again, seniors deserve the Medicare. This is what they put all their time and money into. So even though I'm glad this sustainable growth rate thing is gone, I want to look a little bit more closely in the bill before I say I'm, you know, completely happy with it. Okay? All right, because again, you know, you say you come up with a $210 billion plan. I want to know who's paying for it and where the funding is coming from. Let's see. The GOP amendments were to force the legislation to be fully paid for and rewrite how the program incentivized quality. I guess those were amendments, and they both failed. The Democrats insisted on three amendments to extend funding for the Children's Insurance Company and adding the health programs and eliminate a cap on Medicare therapy services. All failed, but the amendment to do away with the therapy cap was only two votes short of an approval. So, you know, it's not just about doctors not getting their you know, cuts. It's about you having access and a crappy aspect to our Medicare system getting fixed. So that had to be done. I mean, there's no doubt about that. The you know, idea is that while inflation and everything else is causing things to go up, you know, doctors are probably one of the very few professions that keep being told they're going to make less, make less, make less, and a fifth less. You know, I've definitely been seeing a third of what I used to, you know, have the potential to make. So I mean, the recession alone has done enough with that. Do we really need something that in a law states that? But there's more to this, and there's more that involves you, because I don't really need, you know, you guys to, you know, spend your time and passion for us doctors. I appreciate all the work you've done with tort reform, et cetera, but I know you guys got a lot on your plate, so I'm not going to sit here and plead with you to help me as a doctor, okay? I'm here to help you, all right, with medical advice, etc. But realize whenever these things do happen, it still always translates to you, okay? Less doctors are taking Medicare. And I think, you know, this is going to help stave that off, but not completely. You know, many doctors are sick of not getting paid, sick of always updating codes, sick of, you know, worried that what if their biller codes something incorrectly and they could look fraudulent. Right? And so many doctors are like, I don't know if I want the government money. I think I just want to do this without. Now, many states are considering, you know, maybe we should force doctors to take Medicare in order for them to keep their license. Right? And you know, that would be, again, another start of a more towards, you know, a socialistic attitude towards medicine. We're going to see socialism take over medicine. It's going to happen. Right? I'm not excited by that. I don't think that's the best way to do it. Right? I mean, we need competition. We need choices. Socialism will not give us choices. We won't have the choices. If you want to go to one lab versus another, but we're already seeing a certain insurance company say, you just go to this one lab, and you just go to this one radiology center. That's who you're contracted with. Same thing with medications. Okay? Many of you get only one choice of a brand name on a formulary. One choice. They're the ones who won. They're the ones that lobbied. They're the ones that won the formulary choice. You know, I mean, I'm seeing more and more patients have less and less choice. All right? Pharmaceutical companies are not too happy. Okay? You know, if they don't win that one choice, okay, their drugs aren't being prescribed. And if they spent millions upon millions of dollars developing a drug that doesn't get prescribed, you think they're going to spend millions and millions of dollars developing another drug? You know, we're going to be talking about this study out of Duke, again, good for Duke, where scientists have found a way to block immune cells from breaking down arginine, which is an amino acid that could stop mice's immune systems from attacking nutrients, and arginine deprivation could contribute to the development of Alzheimer's disease. So if we figure out a drug, and I'm going to talk about what happened with this case, all right, we want a company to test it, we want a company to mass produce it, and we want a company to sell it. But if these insurance companies are saying, look, we're just going to go for the generics, then why would the company, where's the financial incentive? No one's going to go broke for a drug that they can't sell. Now, there will be certain drugs that the government's going to have to, okay, and the government's going to have to say, okay, you know what, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, we'll pick one of them to cover. Or of all these fancy antibiotics, we'll pick one of them. Or these immunologics, we'll pick one of them. Okay, and again, I don't like the idea that you only have one choice. And then we have to beg for permission and get authorization for another choice to be paid. Which, by the way, is another pain in the butt. Doctors hate trying to get authorization. If I want my patient on a drug, you give my patient that drug. Okay, they're paying you to cover it. But I understand, you know, the insurance companies rule. It's such a peen contest. Honestly, these insurance companies rule us doctors, and they love it. Okay? You know, for those of you who think doctors have a God complex, we don't. Because the insurance company's God. Medicare's God. Not us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Did you know that for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.